What's going on, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer here once again. Oh, once again, busy night for the podcast. Here's recording going right off the bat. I got a busy schedule here in the back end of the week, so I am just reeling off dailies here, and this will come out. I already got one tomorrow. This probably, out of all of them, this will probably come out first because of some very sad news first, and then we'll go over the schedule here going in to the week of basketball for the men's side, at least for a little bit, because I want to say the good stuff of the weekly that I'm going to record here probably tonight or tomorrow night, one of the two. But anyways, here we are thinking about Jack Vanier, who passed away over the weekend. So Jack passed away at age 94. And this, I'm going to read this from Exit 313. I think they have a podcast as well. I'm not 100% sure about that. I probably need to do a deeper dive into that. But they do have a Facebook page. And I think they do have Twitter as well. So I follow them on both accounts. So they definitely do give them a follow. It is Exit 313. And that's, of course, the exit is to get off of Manhattan as well. But on a sad note, seriously, Jack Vanier passed away over the weekend at age 94. If you know, the Vanier Complex, named after him, the Vanier family in general has done. I don't know them personally. I know they heard of them so many times here and there about what they've done for the University of K-State, the facilities, and whatnot. They've been a huge part of K-State athletics as well. So I wanted to acknowledge that first off there as well. Again, echo the same thoughts there as well. We need to be praying for the Vanier family at this time as well. Keep them in our thoughts and prayers. God be with them at this very time as they deal with a huge loss as well. So Jack Vanier passed away at age 94 over the weekend. So we need to be thinking about them this week. Moving forward from that transition, as a weird transition that is, I'm gonna go briefly over the schedule. Not the schedule, what I'm talking about, the standings right now. I am recording on Monday, the 13th. So again, like I said, it's been a busy night because of the schedule that I have on the back end. Because I'm not gonna have time to sit. And do these, so I gotta knock these out while I can this week, and then of course next week we'll be back to normal here. K-State men's basketball, what are we doing? I kind of had a feeling that we're gonna lose that game, and again, I don't want to get deep into my thoughts right now. I want to save the good stuff for the weekly this week, because I'm gonna run the whole show this week, because of course I came up with the podcast, so it is my podcast. So, but yeah, I'm gonna run the show. Now, you guys might want to stay tuned. Stay tuned on that. If you're not subscribed to the Pearl Project Podcast, you might want to do that. If you're not already. So, but appreciate your support. If you've been listening to me and my co-host Alex from last semester or since the podcast originally started a couple years ago, we appreciate your support on that. K-State losing to Tech. Yeah. And I'll probably say it again in the weekly. Yeah, you put all talk away about a share of the Big 12 title and whatnot. You throw all that in the garbage, right? You lose to the worst team. I'm not going to sugarcoat that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it whatsoever, right? You lose to the worst team in the Big 12, Texas Tech, and I heard the Storkcorn was even worse. I only saw the first half. So, but I would have been pulling my hair out. I would have been pulling my hair out for sure on that. But you lose to the worst team in the Big 12. Now what, right? And we talked about... Welcome back, folks, to the Pearl Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer III here chatting men's basketball standings right now. I apologize for that. But back to what I was saying, yeah, K-State losing to the worst team. And then, of course, Iowa State followed up with a loss against Oklahoma State at home, I believe, if I'm not mistaken. Yep, they lost for the first time in Ames Magic. Oklahoma State has really come on as of late. In now, look, K-State, Iowa State, Oklahoma State all have the same record, 7-5. And of course, K-State still has to play Iowa State one more time. That's going to be here in Bramlage. And you got to go to Stillwater. And me and Alex just got done talking about, right, the road woes of this team. And you had to get one of these games. And now, you got to get the Oklahoma game. You have to get that game. You have to get the game. That's plain and simple there. And again, I probably won't touch that to the weekly. But anyways, you have to get the game. Oklahoma, 2-10. These two teams are the worst teams in the Big 12 Conference. And maybe their overall records, OU is now under 500. Yeah, you lose to them. That's even more embarrassing. Let me put it that way. So, look, Texas Tech, hostile environment, and you play like dog crap there. And apparently there are a couple of issues between the 1-2 punch in between them. That's what I heard from today. So I missed that. Nobody didn't catch that. From what I was looking at K-State Twitter and whatnot, and nobody mentioned that. So I'm curious. Yeah, I'm curious. Want to know more? I kind of want to go back and see more. What's going on there before I record the weekly? But that's like Bruce Weber stuff there. You can't have that kind of stuff there. Jerome Tang came here to clean that out. And you can't have your stars barking at one another. That just can't happen. That just can't happen whatsoever. And you can't play like shit. You kids can't play like shit either. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it. I'm just not. Just not whatsoever. I'm glad I didn't watch second half because, yeah, I would definitely even pulling whatever have head hair out of my head left as well. So any talk of this Big 12 championship sharing stuff, throw that shit in the trash can. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it anymore. Anymore. This team, look, even one of my best friends who tweeted me every basketball, or not tweeted me, I say texted me. We text back and forth. He's saying that we peaked early. Did we? I don't know. We'll have to find out. I don't know. I'm worried about that because we did. We're definitely in trouble for March. Let's say it that way because that's the fear. Turnovers, your best players not on the same page, barking at each other. That's just not going to cut it whatsoever. And this is the same song, different dance, right? Turnover to basketball, whatnot. You just can't have that. You just can't. Playing like shit, you know, losing the worst team in the Big 12, it's called what it is. You play like shit. That's it, right? So, I'm coming harsh, but it's what it is now. If somebody doesn't, then we can't just play pretending that everything's all rosy dozy and whatnot. It's not. You lost to the worst team in the Big 12. Now I had a bad feeling about the game going in there. That okay, oh damn. Even though I said that, I gave him a glimmer of hope. They're like, I hope we beat Texas Tech. Because I recorded a couple of dailies saying that. I hope we beat, by then, this comes out, we beat Texas Tech. Well, we didn't. So now, you're in a tie, basically, for fourth and fifth in the conference. And you're looking at, up at Texas still, Baylor with a thrilling win on the road over the weekend. And Kansas, of course. Kansas in the running for another share of the conference title. So, for what it is, for what it's worth, K-State better figure it out. They better figure it out fast because you got a few more games left before March. March, it's when I go home time. Let's leave it like that. So, I got more coming up on this basketball game on the weekly. So, definitely, you want to make sure you subscribe to the podcast. But K-State right now, them, Iowa State, we still got to play. I believe Iowa State is this weekend or next weekend. No, I think it's this weekend. Yep, it's this weekend. This Saturday, the time change game, 1 o'clock here at Bramlage. And then you got Oklahoma State. So this week, you got Oklahoma and Iowa State. So huge must. You got to win Oklahoma. you gotta win Oklahoma. That's all I'm going to say there. Or the dog's gonna come out. The dog's gonna come out and start really barking louder on this podcast. Per Project Podcast. Find it wherever you get your podcasts there. Whether that's, we're on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google, iHeartRadio. We just got that as well. So definitely the word is going around about this podcast. Also, I want to give thanks to Alex Aiden, my co-host, as well. I know he's been hit. He recently got hit with COVID. That's why he ain't gonna be on the show this week. So it's gonna be, I'm gonna run the show. So stay tuned. That's all I gotta say. Stay tuned because I'm gonna light somebody up for sure. But definitely, you wanna make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcast there. We gotta remember Jack Vernier. So definitely keep the Vernier family in their prayers. Jack Vernier passing away over the weekend at age 94. K-State really struggling right now on the men's basketball side and beating the teams that you're supposed to beat. Will K-State turn it around? Have to find out on Tuesday. It's another edition of the Pro Project Podcast. A wrap. Go Cats. Eddie Greer III. We'll talk to you next time on the next edition of the PPBD.